Good afternoon and welcome to the Chad Hasty Show Afternoon Update. I am Chad Hasty, host of the Chad Hasty Show. Here's what we're working on for tomorrow's program. Starting at 8:30 in the morning, you can tune in for the Chad Hasty Show from 8:30 to 11 on News Talk 790 KFYO here in Lubbock. Of course, you can listen online at KFYO.com. Remember to follow me on Twitter at Chad Hasty Radio. That's at Chad Hasty Radio on Twitter. There was an article that came out. It was late last week when it came out. Never got to it. From Jonah Goldberg over at National Review. Headline, Father Fed Knows Best. And basically, it's a look inside how government thinks that you don't know how to run your own life and the different regulations that they have come out with since 1776. Not only on the national level, but also on the statewide level as well. Getting into Jonah's story, it talks about some of the crazy statewide laws. He says each state government is a pretty giant-sized Twinkie as well. In Massachusetts, all kids in daycare are required by law to brush their teeth after lunch. In Texas, if you don't have an interior design license, you can't call yourself an interior designer. Almost everywhere, Americans need a license to open a business, sometimes even a lemonade stand. But in Milwaukee, you need a license to go out of business. The justifications for all these laws, all the government workers as well, the good, bad, the ugly, all have one thing in common. It's the assumption that you can't be trusted to avoid things on your own. The assumption is you can't get by without any of these laws. This past week, the federal regulators took a step towards banning trans fats. Why? Because trans fats are bad for you and you can't be trusted to avoid them on your own. Of course, we see this all throughout the nanny state as different things come and go. Here in Lubbock, we're staring down a possible ban on smoking. Again, more people coming out thinking they know better than you do on how to live your life. And in fact, that includes what bars you go into, what restaurants you go into. The question is, what's next? And what are we going to do in order to stop all of this growth of government, which really isn't needed, but people think it is because they want to tell you what you should be able to do. The fact is, we got to have people who will pay attention to what is going on. People who are paying attention to what's happening both locally and nationally, and of course, statewide as well. We've got to have people who are paying attention and people who are involved in the process. One of the other stories that we'll be taking a look at tomorrow, Obamacare exchanges. New reports coming out saying that a total of 49,100 people have enrolled in state-run Obamacare exchanges. Now, this is not exactly the same thing as enrolling in Obamacare. This is just the exchanges. This doesn't mean people have insurance, but only 49,100 people have signed up so far. We'll take a look at this tomorrow. Also, Chris Christie still making quite a bit of news out there. The Washington Examiner, they have a piece out today. Why Chris Christie was once a viral conservative hero. They take a look at Chris Christie. His early days back in 2010 when he was going after Obama. He was shouting down the Occupy Wall Street protesters. The flood of YouTube videos that went viral within political circles. And then Chris Christie went out and endorsed Mitt Romney, and that ruined his honeymoon with conservative lawmakers and conservative pundits. You know, 2016, it is pretty far away, but it's really not. If you start taking a look at those who are already running, those who are thinking about running, all eyes are on Chris Christie right now, as he is probably the front runner until, of course, Marco Rubio, Rand Paul, or Ted Cruz come up with something new next week. Remember to follow me on Twitter at Chad Hasty Radio. That's at Chad Hasty Radio on Twitter. You can send me your thoughts via email, chad@kfyo.com. Hope you have a fantastic day. We'll see you tomorrow starting at 8:30 on News Talk 790 KFYO for the Chad Hasty Show.